This is a Fox News alert. The rescues continue in Southwest Florida, where Hurricane Ian hit first. I'm Dave Anthony.
Cape Coral, city of Fort Myers, they got really, really inundated and really devastated by this storm.
And some people have been found on rooftops, others in cars. Some are stranded on Sanibel Island.
That bridge has now been knocked out. The only way to get there right now is through air operations.
Governor Ron DeSantis says they cannot confirm a sheriff's estimate earlier that there were hundreds of deaths in Lee County.
There were 911 calls for people saying, hey, the water is rising in my home. I'm going to go up in the attic, but I'm really worried. Of course, those folks are now going to be checked on.
Just to the south in the Naples area, which was also badly flooded by Hurricane Ian and the storm surge. Collier County Emergency Services Director Dan Summers just told Fox people have died there, but is not confirming a number.
We are still investigating, still researching, and certainly we're very concerned, but we're going to get that information out once the medical examiner releases that.
Power is out to more than 2 million homes and businesses in Florida, where the damage extends far from that area. There's been flooding around Orlando, with more to come as Ian moves north now as a tropical storm.
We still need to be vigilant across northeast Florida, into Georgia and the Carolinas. We're not out of the woods. We still have heavy rain in the forecast. We have hurricane watches as well.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says Ian could regain hurricane strength in the Atlantic before it moves into South Carolina. North Korea fired two more missiles today and a third test this week, shortly after Vice President Harris was in South Korea near the border of the demilitarized zone.
In the north, we see a brutal dictatorship, rampant human rights violations.
On Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's down more than 500 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Again, on Wall Street, a lot of selling. The Dow is now down 552 points. That is wiping out all of yesterday's rebound and then some. The NASDAQ is dropping over 300 points. The S&P 500 is losing 80. We got an update this morning on the economy that does confirm that for a second straight quarter, there was no growth. GDP declined. The revision that came out again showing 0.6% of a drop April through June. We also found out this morning that first-time unemployment claims went down, falling 16,000 last week down to 193,000. The clock is ticking in Congress on funding the government by tomorrow night to prevent a partial shutdown.
A stopgap funding measure is expected to pass the Senate today. The must-pass measure will then head to the House just before government funding is set to expire late Friday. Republicans in the House say they oppose it because it's only a short-term solution with a December expiration date. They're also concerned that it doesn't adequately address border security. Despite that opposition, there appears to be enough support among House Democrats to stave off a shutdown. The measure does not include any hurricane relief for Florida, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, quote, if we need more, we'll have to do it. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Now, the price of oil is not moving too much today after it rose back above $82 a barrel yesterday. The price of the gas pump is up again, though, nationwide. a ninth day in a row. It's gained 11 cents over that time after it dropped every day for 14 weeks from the $5 a gallon record high in June. AAA's national average for regular is now at 378. A swing for the record books.
And the 3-2. Drill deep to left field. This could be it. See ya.
Aaron Judge at his 61st home run of the season on, yes, 61 years after Roger Maris set the American League record. He helped power the Yankees to a win over the Blue Jays in Toronto. Judge has 7 games left to break the record. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.